George Bowering, whom I've known a long time, asked me to read a poem that I haven't read through but once before, called Angkor Wat. So I'll try that. It's middle-sized, like a 10 minutes probably. What it is notations taken down in the course of one night in Cambodia, in Siem Reap, which is outside of Angkor Wat, a town outside of the ruins. Angkor, on top of the terrace, in the stone nook in the rain, Avalokiteshvara faces everywhere, high in their stoniness and white rain mist. Slithering hitherward, paranoia banyans, trailing high-muscled tree crawled over the roof, its big, long, snaky toes spread down the lintel's red cradle root, elephantine bigness. Buddha, I take my refuge, bowing in the black bower before the open-handed lotus man sat cross-legged. And riding in the rain in the anxious motorcycle, putting in the wetness, my shirt covered with green plastic apron, shivering and throat choking with upsurge of stroke, fear, cancer, bubonic, heart failure, bitter stomach juices, a wart growing on my rib. Objection! This can't be me. What happens to me when I get high? The echo of Sitaram, Sitaram, Hindu fears. Eat no meat or vomit the body. Warnings in dream, bearded Sitaram Das Thakur Guru. Obsessed with meat, smoking, ganja, sex, cannibal skies, spies, propagation of the skin, thin vegetable soups. They was all Chinese eating pigs, with seven slant eyes watching me drink tea, till I saluted the Buddha baby in the cloth-flowered pram, sucking his chubby thumb.